Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Join in. Type one when you're in here. The chat has not loaded, but it will soon. We're on day number 54 of our Bible in 90 days. Who thought we would make it this long? We all thought that. Who doubted me? Come on now. We are day 54. It's going to be a great day. We're finishing the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53 through 66. If it's your first time, welcome. If you want to join along, you can get the Bible in 90 days on the YouVersion Bible app or the Life Church Bible app. We've been doing this for the last 54 days. And there's a playlist on the channel if you want to follow along or just jump in now. That's totally fine as well. Been amazing. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sarah, Nathan, Danny, Carol. Guys, I am on time. I've not missed a day. I'm on time every day. It's just it takes like 30 seconds to a minute for YouTube to kick on the live. So it's not me. It's not me. It's YouTube. Blame them. All right, here we go. We are on day. I just got a new yard work, so my nose is running from allergies. So if I like, you know, pause and blow my nose, I got tissues here. Don't panic. All right, don't panic. I'll be fine. All right, here we go. Morning from Perth, Australia. Good morning, Tracy. When's the next time my mom's going to read? Maybe Friday? I'm not positive. We'll see. She usually will do Fridays. So maybe Friday. We'll see. All right, here we go. Are you on time, though? Yeah, come on now. Nora, I'm always on time. Except for my Mondays and Tuesdays. I purposely start those 5 minutes late because there's no intro. But for these, 2 o'clock, solid. All right, Isaiah 53. If you have your Bible, get it. Here we go. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord delivered his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. Hold on, let me make sure that I check, check, check. All right, we're making sure the mic's on, you know? There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance. This is talking about Jesus, by the way. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we can be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. And all of us like sheep have strayed away. We've left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. This is probably the most famous verses in Isaiah 53. This is the suffering Savior. This is talking about Christ. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to slaughter. As a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Again, speaking of Jesus. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he'll have many descendants. He'll enjoy a long life, and the Lord's plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he'll be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he'll bear all their sins. I'll give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. If you guys don't know, I finished my book of Hebrews last night. Go watch it on the live. There's two parts because my power kept going out. But yeah, this is amazing. Probably my favorite chapter in Isaiah is Isaiah 53. All about prophesying Jesus. Chapter 54. Seeing, O child, this woman, you have never given birth. Break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem. You have never been in labor. For the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband, says the Lord. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home and spare no expense, for you'll soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Fear not, you'll no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid, there's no more disgrace for you. You'll no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood. For your Creator will be your husband, the Lord of Heaven's armies is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by your husband, says your God. For a brief moment, I abandoned you, but with great compassion, I'll take you back. In a burst of anger, I turned my face away for a little while, but with everlasting love, I'll have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let the flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I'll never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills may disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O storm-battered city, troubled and desolate, I'll rebuild you with precious jewels and make your foundations from lapis lazuli. I'll make your towers of sparkling rubies, your gates of shining gems, and your walls of precious stones. I will teach all your children, and they'll enjoy great peace. You'll be secure under a government that is just and fair. Your enemies will stay far away. You'll live in peace, and terror will not come near. If any nation comes to fight you, it is not because I sent them. Whoever attacks you will go down in defeat. I've created the blacksmith who fans the coals beneath the forge and makes the weapons of destruction, and I created the armies that destroy. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will prosper. Will succeed. My mind just says prosper because that's what, you know, the New King James says. Will succeed. You'll silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Chapter 55. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. If you have no money, come and take your choice of fine wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me and you'll eat what is good. You'll enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen and you'll find life. I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. I'll give you the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used to display my power among the peoples? I made him a leader among the nations. You also command nations and you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, made you glorious. Seek the Lord. This is powerful right here. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he's near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he might have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he'll forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond what you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than yours, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from heaven and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It'll accomplish all I want it to, and it'll prosper everywhere I send it. You'll live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. Please like the live stream if you haven't. Thank you. Isaiah 53 was written over 700 years before the birth of Jesus. That's amazing. Thanks for that, David. Powerful. All right, Isaiah 56. This is what the Lord says. Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I'm coming soon to rescue you and to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are those who are careful to do this. Blessed are those who honor my Sabbath, days of rest, and keep themselves from doing wrong. Don't let foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord say, the Lord will never let me be part of his people. And don't let the eunuch say, I'm a dried up tree with no children and no future. For this is what the Lord says. I will bless those eunuchs who keep my Sabbath day holy, and those who choose to do what pleases me and commit their lives to me. I'll give them within the walls of my house a memorial and a name far greater than sons and daughters could give. For the name I give them is an everlasting one. It'll never disappear. I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord, who serve him and love his name, who worship him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who hold fast to my covenant. I'll bring them to my holy mountain of Jerusalem and will fill them with joy in my house of prayer. I'll accept their burnt offerings and sacrifices because my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations. For the sovereign Lord who brings back the outcasts of Israel says, I'll bring others too besides my people Israel. Come wild animals of the field, come wild animals of the forest, come and devour my people. For the leaders of my people, the Lord's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They're like silent watchdogs that give no warning when danger comes. They love to lie around, sleeping and dreaming. Like greedy dogs, they're never satisfied. They're ignorant shepherds. This is talking about the wicked leadership in Israel. If you're wondering, wicked leadership here. They're ignorant shepherds. They're following their own desire and intent on personal gain. Come, they say, let's get some wine and have a party. Let's all get drunk. Then tomorrow we'll do it again and have an even bigger party. Chapter 57. Good people pass away and the godly often die before their time. But no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come. For those who follow godly paths will rest in peace when they die. So when good people pass away, no one understands or wonders, but sometimes it's because God's protecting them from evil that's coming. But you come here, you witches' children, you offspring of adulterers and prostitutes. Whom do you mock, making faces and sticking out your tongues? You children of sinners and liars, you worship your idols with great passion beneath the oaks and under every green tree. You sacrifice your children in the valleys among the jagged rocks and the cliffs. Your gods are the smooth stones in the valleys. You worship them with liquid offerings and grain offerings. They, not I, are your inheritance. Do you think all this makes me happy? You've committed adultery on every high mountain. There you have worshipped. And this is God's rebuking his people, by the way. There you've worshipped idols. You've been unfaithful to me. You put pagan symbols on your doorposts and behind your doors. You've left me and climbed into bed with these detestable gods. You've committed yourselves to them. You love to look at their naked bodies. You've gone to Moloch with olive oil and perfumes, sending your agents far and wide, even to the world of the dead. You grew weary in your search, but you never gave up. Desire gave you renewed strength, and you did not grow weary. Are you afraid of these idols? Do they terrify you? Is that why you've lied to me and forgotten me in my words? Is it because of my long silence that you no longer fear me? Now I will expose your so-called good deeds. None of them will help you. Let's see if your idols can save you when you cry out to them for help. Why a puff of wind can knock them down. If you just breathe on them, they fall over. But whoever trusts in me will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain. God says, rebuild the road. Clear away the rocks and stones so my people can return from captivity. The high and the lofty one who lives in eternity, the holy one, says this. I will live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always be angry. If I were, all the people would pass away and all the souls I've made. I was angry, so I punished these greedy people. I withdrew from them, but they kept on going their own stubborn way. I've seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. I will lead them. I will comfort those who mourn, bringing words of praise to their lips. May they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord who heals them. But those who reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still, but constantly churned up mud and dirt. There's no peace for the wicked, says my God. Chapter 58. Shout with the voice of trumpet blast. Shout aloud and don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins. Yet they act so pious. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to learn all about me. They act like a righteous nation that would never abandon the laws of its God. They ask me to take action on their behalf, pretending they want to be near me. We fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We've been very hard on ourselves and you don't even notice it. I'll tell you why, I respond. It's because you're fasting to please yourselves. Ah, that's scary. Isaiah looks very serious when he reads God's word. This is a serious heart, brother. This is rebuke. Even while you fast, you're oppressing your workers. What is good fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourselves with ashes. Is that what you call fasting? Do you really think that pleases the Lord? No. This is the kind of fasting I want. Hello, Kitty from Sacramento. This is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from the relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come down the dawn. Will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I'm here, he'll quickly reply. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine up from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you're dry and restoring your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you'll be known as a rebuilder of walls and restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interest on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath and everything you do on that day, and do not follow your own desires or talk idly. Then the Lord will delight. He'll give you great honor and satisfy you with inheritance. I promised your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. Chapter 59. This is a good chapter here. Warning against sin. Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Your hands are the hands of murderers, and your fingers are filthy with sin. Your lips are full of lies, and your mouth spews corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. The people's lawsuits are based on lies. They conceive evil deeds and then give birth to sin. They hatch deadly snakes and weave spiders' webs. Whoever eats their eggs will die. Whoever cracks Whoever cracks them will hatch a viper. Their webs can't be made into clothing, and nothing they do is productive. And violence is their, all their activity is filled with sin, and violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Misery and destruction follows them. They don't know where to find peace or what it means to be just and good. They've mapped out crooked roads, and no one follows them knows a moment of peace. So there's no justice among us, and we know nothing about right living. We look for light, but find only darkness. We look for bright skies, but walk in gloom. We grope like the blind along a wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. Even at brightest noontime, we stumble as though it were dark. Among the living, we are like the dead. We growl like hungry bears and moan like mournful doves. We look for justice, but it never comes. We look for rescue, but it is far from us. For our sins have piled up before God and testify against us. Yes, we know that sinners we are. Yes, we know what sinners we are. We know we've rebelled and denied the Lord. We've turned our backs on our God. We know how unfair and oppressive we've been, carefully planning our deceitful lies. Our courts oppose the righteous, and justice is nowhere to be found. Truth stumbles in the streets, and honesty has been outlawed. Yes, truth is gone, and anyone who renounces evil is wicked. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He was amazed that no one intervened to help the oppressed. So he himself stepped in to save them with his strong arm, and with justice sustained him. He put on righteousness as his body armor and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. He clothed himself with a robe of vengeance and wrapped himself in a cloak of divine passion. He will repay his enemies for their evil deeds. His fury will fall on his foes. He'll pay them back with even to the ends of the earth. In the West, people will respect the name of the Lord. In the East, they'll glorify him, for he'll come like a raging flood tide, driven by the breath of the Lord. The Redeemer will come to Jerusalem to buy back those in Israel who have turned from their sins, says the Lord. Verse 21. And this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit will not leave them, and neither will my words I've given you. They will be on your lips, on the lips of your children and your children's children forever. I, the Lord, have spoken. Powerful. Chapter 60. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All the nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you. They'll bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you. The camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worship the Lord. The flocks of Kedar will be given to you, and the rams of Nebaioth will be brought to my altars. I will accept their offerings, and I'll make my temple glorious. And what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests? They are ships from the ends of the earth, from lands that trust in me, led by the great ships of Tarshish. They are bringing the people of Israel home from far away, carrying their silver and gold. They'll honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he is filled with splendor. Foreigners will come to rebuild your towns, and their kings will serve you. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, I will now have mercy on you through my grace.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.